And we'll move along to Oregon coach Dana Altman, and the Ducks are on the road at Stanford on Wednesday. And then they're at California on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Jeff Rado, Oakland Tribune.
Hey, Dana. How you doing?
Morning, Jeff.
Congratulations on what you guys have done so far. I'm sure you're going to tell me that you got a long way to go, and obviously you do, but can you tell me what you're most pleased with that you've achieved and what your players have done to get you to this point at 7-0? And can you acknowledge that maybe you're a little bit surprised that you're two games ahead in the loss column over the rest of the pack at this point?
The guys have done a good job of playing together, you know, and I think we've made progress in that regard. You know, when we've shared the ball and moved it around, we've been pretty efficient on the offensive end. Our communication's getting better defensively, so, you know, I think we've made progress there. And, you know, as we go back from October 12th to now, we've made tremendous progress. And the seniors in particular and the team, you know, I like the way they've worked with each other. You know, I didn't know where we would be. We brought four guys back with Johnny Lloyd and EJ, Carlos and Tony Woods were four guys that had experience. And when you mix two transfers in Arsenal and Waverly Austin and then four freshmen that have been getting to play for us, Dominic Artis and Dotson and Ben Carter and now Willie Moore, when you're mixing six new guys in, you don't know how everything will work out. But they've been great to work with. They've tried to play with each other. I think we've gotten better. I do think I have a lot of room to grow into yet. We can get better. But through seven games, they've made progress. As you mentioned, it can change really quick. You know, just a bad weekend can change all that. But the guys have done a good job so far.
How disappointed is Dominic that he won't get to play in front of a lot of home folks, I'm sure?
Well, he's really disappointed he can't play, period. D.A. loves the game. And, man, it hurt him to sit there and watch us play Washington. And, you know, D.A. is one of those guys, he hadn't missed any practices. He's one of those guys, last one to leave the gym. And, you know, he loves to play. And so this is really bothering him. And it will hurt him, you know, not to be able to go home and play. I know he was really looking forward to his parents and his uncle and everybody getting a chance to watch him play. So
there's no chance he's playing this weekend, though?
No, he will not play. He will not play.
Thank you, Coach.
You bet.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Adam Jude, the Oregonian.
Just to follow up on that, any general timeline for Dominic at this point, or is it just more week-to-week basis?
No, definite, Adam. Just it will be week-to-week, and, you know, as soon as everybody gets him cleared, we'll have him back, but I'm not sure how long it will be.
Okay. And you talked a little bit yesterday, obviously, too, but the point guard play, you know, pretty steady on Saturday, and Jonathan has experience, of course. The one area after watching the replay, I mean, your guys' transition game has been pretty solid all season, and Johnny seems pretty comfortable in that. Obviously, the lob to Emery and just seems to have a knack for finding guys, you know, when you guys hit the break. I mean, are you comfortable with the progress you guys have made with that this season, and how important has that been to your guys' success?
We need to keep running. I think, you know, that's best suits us. It helps us with our depth. If you're going to play 9 or 10 guys, then, you know, you got to make sure you're putting pressure on the other team. So Johnny did a nice job. He had a few too many turnovers, but he did a nice job. I thought Willie for the first game stepped up and played pretty good. And I think he'll make tremendous progress over, you know, the next couple of games and really give us more than what he did the other day. So we need those two guys to play well, and I think they will.
Thanks, Dana.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a follow-up from Jeff Arado, the Oakland Tribune.
Yeah, Dana, can you talk about what you expect to see from Stanford and Cal? They've been sort of all over the map a little bit, but they're at home and you're on the road, and these are pretty important games for them, probably.
Jeff, I was really impressed. You know, I had an opportunity to watch Stanford play Utah, and they shot the ball really well and got Utah on their heels, which no one's been able to do. You know, Utah hasn't won games, but man, they've been there in every game. And, you know, to beat them as badly as they did, you know, I thought Stanford really, really played well. And in their game against Cal at home, they played well. So two of their last three ball games, I think they've played pretty well. I like their personnel. And we know we'll have our hands full. It'll be a tough game for us. And, you know, Cal's been really tough on us the last 2 years. And so we got our hands full. It's going to be a tough weekend for us. We know that. And we'll have to play awfully well to, you know, to scratch out a win at either place. They're two good teams, especially at home. And we're going to have to play well.
Does your depth give you a big advantage with Cal because they're just not able to play very many people right now?
It could have if, you know, if we were playing Thursday, Saturday, you know, it might have made a difference. But I think the Wednesday, Saturday, and the Sunday games that we're playing, Jeff, you know, really take some of the depth out of it. I thought the last 2 years, you know, my first couple of years here in the league, that the Thursday, Saturday games, depth was really important. And now that we're spreading the games out quite a bit for television, I'm not sure that the depth plays as big a role.
Well, I think, though, for them this week, it's still Thursday, Saturday. So,
you know, I don't know. I'm
not
sure. I think it's
until Thursday against the, I guess, right? Yeah. So, thank you, Dana.
You bet.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Dana, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, we'll see you.